Reports, Pakistan upgrading military hardware deals with Ukraine as it buys Russian oil. By Francis Martel on May 2, 2023. Multiple reports in the past week, including on the state news site Ukrinform, claim that Pakistan is finalizing deals with Ukraine to both purchase Ukrainian military hardware and provide Kyiv with air defense systems. The reports follow the Pakistani government's announcement that it had formally placed an order with Moscow to buy discounted Russian oil, joining other reported major purchasers such as India, China, and Saudi Arabia. Pakistan has insisted on neutrality in the ongoing war with Ukraine, failing to condemn Russia at the United Nations but reiterating publicly a history of strong defense ties with Ukraine. Reports of potentially warming relations between Kyiv and Islamabad follow months of lukewarm relations between Ukraine and India that deteriorated rapidly this weekend after the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense published an image depicting the Hindu goddess Kali as a Marilyn Monroe, outraging public sentiment in India. The Ukrainian government has since apologized and deleted the offending post. India has attempted to also take a neutral position on the war but is historically the world's largest buyer of Russian weapons and has objected to European and American sanctions on Moscow. Pakistan has faced accusations of contemplating or already supplying weapons to Ukraine to use against invading Russian forces since at least October. Pakistani officials have denied the reports of sending weapons to Ukraine, though its military relies in part on Ukrainian aircraft engines and other advanced technology. The state outlet Ukrinform, citing India's Economic Times, reported this weekend that Pakistan is preparing to provide Ukraine with ANZA Mark II manned portable air defense systems of its own production and planning the logistics of sending the weapons through Poland in May. Poland's PHE Lechmar LLC will act as an intermediary buyer, while Canada-based Trade and Global Solutions will act as an intermediary consultant, Ukrinform claimed, citing the Indian outlet. In addition, Pakistan is in the process of exporting ANZA Mark II manpads to Poland for transfer to Kyiv. The Economic Times, one of the world's largest financial newspapers, reported last week that, in addition to reports of Pakistani weapons reaching Ukraine, Islamabad was negotiating with the Eastern European country to purchase jet engines manufactured by Ukraine's Motorsish. Motorsish is a critical component of the Ukrainian economy that President Volodymyr Zelensky saved from potential Chinese government capture by nationalizing it in 2021, outraging Beijing. Zelensky has also sanctioned Chinese companies for attempting to buy control of Motorsish. The newspaper claimed that Pakistan had worked out a $1.5 million agreement to take supplies of Mi-17 helicopter engines and spare parts for the helicopters, citing anonymous sources. While the Economic Times did not cite any source on the record, the reproduction of claims of an enhanced military partnership between the two countries by Ukrinform, which the Ukrainian government controls, suggests that Kyiv believes the reports are at least worth sharing. In exchange, the newspaper claimed, Pakistan agreed to provide unspecified defense supplies to Ukraine. A key element of Ukraine-Pakistan defense ties has been the supply of defense items to Kyiv by Islamabad since last August, the Economic Times alleged. Ukraine has been facing shortage of arms and ammunition, and Pakistan is probably the only developing world country that has emerged as a key supplier of defense equipment in lieu of Western aid. The newspaper noted that Pakistan and Ukraine have been signing military hardware agreements since 1991, when Ukraine became a sovereign state. Pakistani officials vehemently denied the reports last week that they were supplying weapons to Ukraine for use on the battlefield against the Russian invasion. I would reiterate what we have said in the past from this podium. Pakistan maintains a policy of strict neutrality in the dispute between Ukraine and Russia and in that context, do not provide any ammunition to them. Pakistani Foreign Office spokesperson Mumtaz Zahra-Baloch asserted, according to the Nation's Express Tribune. Baloch emphasized in the denial, however, that Pakistan has had strong defense ties with Ukraine. We have also said, and I reiterate again, that Pakistan's defense exports are always accompanied with strict end-user requirements, and we hope those end-user requirements would be fully respected by recipients, she asserted. The Economic Times first reported in February, again relying on people familiar for the information, that Pakistani rockets were en route to Germany at the time for Ukraine, claiming Islamabad had been arming its ally on a regular basis. Supplies of rockets were dispatched from the Karachi port earlier this month and will enter Ukraine via Emden port in Germany, said the People, the newspaper claimed. More than 10,000 rockets meant for use in Grad multi-barrel rocket launchers have been shipped, they said. Asia and News International, ANI, reported in October, citing alleged Russian and European media, that Pakistan was utilizing third-country-based defense suppliers and contractors to route these defense sales to Ukraine. Credible inputs suggest that Islamabad-based arms supplier MSDMI Associates has been in contact with Bulgaria-based firm MS Defense Industry Group to facilitate the supply of manufactured defense stores to the Ukrainian government, ANI reported at the time. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.